You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 07, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The M23 is an armed group involved in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, linked to regional rivalries and conflict drivers beyond mineral resource pursuits. The group has expanded its territorial control and established administrative structures in occupied areas. The United Nations Human Rights Office condemned the M23 for deadly attacks on civilians, despite a ceasefire agreement. Jeremy Lawrence, a UN spokesperson, reported that the M23, with support from the Rwanda Defense Force, RDF, killed at least 319 civilians between July 9 and 21 in four villages in North Kivu province. Most victims were local farmers camping in fields during the planting season. The RDF has been implicated in supporting the M23, suggesting significant Rwandan involvement in the conflict. Rwandan support for the M23 persisted even after relations with the DRC resumed in early 2022, aiding the group's growth. The DRC conflict is complex, involving multiple actors with diverse agendas. Frustrated with its army, the Congolese government has turned to private security firms and collaborated with armed groups, worsening the crisis. Ethnic recruitment by groups like the M23 has heightened community tensions and led to increased civilian attacks. Other armed groups, such as the Allied Democratic Forces, ADF, and CODECO, are also active in eastern DRC. The ADF poses serious threats to civilians and is a major perpetrator of abuses, including sexual and gender-based violence. The Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda, FDLR, are mentioned as targets of M23 operations, contributing to the instability and humanitarian crisis in the region. The DRC signed a ceasefire agreement with M23 rebels in Qatar, committing both parties to protect civilians and respect Congolese sovereignty, with a peace agreement expected by mid-August. The UN peacekeeping mission, MINUSCO, hailed the Doha agreement as a step toward sustainable peace. However, skepticism remains among experts in North Kivu, as the agreement lacks penalties for breaches and justice mechanisms. Despite a stabilization of front lines since February, violence has intensified between the M23 and pro-Kinshasa militias in eastern Congo. The conflict primarily affects North Kivu, South Kivu, and Ituri provinces, known for armed group activity. The humanitarian impact has been devastating, leading to widespread displacement. The Doha Agreement aims to facilitate the safe return of refugees and displaced persons. Civil society representatives have shared accounts of abuses, including sexual and gender-based violence. The UN Human Rights Office reported at least 319 civilian deaths from M23 between July 9 and 21, while the UN Joint Human Rights Office reported at least 169 deaths from an M23 operation. Both reports confirm armed groups are responsible for civilian abuses. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, has called for all parties to protect civilians and uphold humanitarian and human rights law. Despite ceasefires and peace agreements, violence persists due to obstacles like the lack of penalties for breaches and ongoing activities of armed groups. The Congolese government's reliance on private security firms and collaboration with armed groups perpetuates instability. The conflict's complexity, with various actors and agendas, complicates the search for a sustainable solution. The international community, particularly the UN, plays a significant role in addressing the DRC conflict. MINUSCO has engaged in peace efforts, and discussions within the UN Security Council have focused on sanctions and peace processes. Despite international efforts, the path to lasting peace remains challenging. Continued military buildup on front lines, with both Rwanda-backed M23 and DRC-aligned Wazalendo fighters, indicates high tensions. The UN High Commissioner has urged all parties to commit to the peace process and end cycles of violence. For the people of Eastern DRC, hope for a stable future hinges on honoring these commitments. Copyright African Elements.